Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. You alone are worthy of our praise. We are nothing without you. All that we are, all that we will ever be, it is you, O Lord. It is just you. When we look to the left, when we look to the right, when we turn around, all we see is you. Even though we may not know it, even though we may not see, we know that it is you, O Lord, behind the scenes, walking ways and miracles, paving the road and clearing the way on our behalf. When we walk in majesty, it is in your name. When we go out and come in, it is by your glory. It is by your mercy. We are grateful to you, Jesus. Take all the glory. Take all the honor. Excellency, all belongs to you. Father, we are here this morning again. We submit to your lordship. We submit to your lordship. We bow to your kingship. We surrender to your lordship. Take all the glory. Everything that will be said here and all that will be done here is to the glory of your name. Let your name alone be glorified in all that we will do. All that KCMI will do, your name alone be glorified. To the intent and purpose that men and women will be rescued and transformed. And their lives will never remain the same again. And they will get up and say, yes, Lord, I give you thanks for rescuing me, for transforming me, and for giving me an inheritance in the saints in light. Shout a glorious amen. Amen. Shout a glorious hallelujah. And please, you may have your wonderful seats. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Quickly, permit me to welcome all of you to a powerful time with God this morning. You are welcome in Jesus' mighty name. And permit me to also appreciate our Father and our Mother in the Lord. Hallelujah. We appreciate you, sir and ma. We are grateful for consistently pushing and working for God. We desire one thing as your children, that equal grace will rest upon us now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Equal grace in the name of Jesus. To never cease to work for God and to serve Him. To appear daily, daily at the Master's feet. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And so today, by the grace of God, we shall be talking on kingdom advancement. Kingdom advancement. Turn with me quickly to Matthew chapter 6, 9 and 13. Matthew 6, 9 and 13. It's very easy. When you see it, you say, oh, is this it? Amen. Matthew 6. It says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Forever and ever. Amen. Thy kingdom come, that will be done on earth. Thy kingdom come. May his kingdom come and may his will be done on earth. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Our focus, therefore, if you remember the recipe for kingdom prosperity, number one, be a kingdom seeker.
kingdom seeker. So our focus is in Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. So when we talk about kingdom advancement, we're talking about advancing the kingdom of God here on earth. Advancing the kingdom of God here on earth. He said, thy kingdom come. May your kingdom come and your will be done on earth. So be a kingdom seeker. Matthew 6:33. It should be your focus. The other things, I would just ask you to reorganize and rearrange your priorities. Whatever it is you were doing in the past, it's not working. It's not working. It's not working. I know it is not working. So you need to reset your priorities. If I ask you, and if I put it to remembrance, you remember that by December 31st of 2021, we wrote down some list of priorities for the year 2022. Maybe one or two person in this room. Maybe. But I will ask you, how many of you said in that your list that you will win souls for Christ? I want a new job, is on that list. I want to get married, is on that list. I want to have my own apartment. I want to build a skyscraper. I want to own the metro in Doha. Amen. Some people say, I want to buy Karwa. Amen. And some will say, I want to own an investment in Qatar Airways. How many of you said that I will win this much soul for Christ in the year 2022? Amen. Kingdom advancement. It says, seek first God's kingdom, the righteousness, and every other thing. See, these things that you say you will do and you will have, it will come naturally to you if you go after souls. This is the summary of the message. So reset your priorities, change the game. Hallelujah. Change what? The game. Change the game. The assignment. Remember, I started with the Lord's Prayer, and I said, your focus, it's seek first. It's God's kingdom, it's righteousness, and every other thing will be added unto you. And then the prayer we started with, it says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Amen? Thy kingdom come. His kingdom will come. Whether you like it or yes. We need to prepare. We need to prepare. Praise the Lord. And then our priority, our focus is God's kingdom. Seek first the kingdom and the righteousness. Do not run away from the righteousness. Amen? Stay on it. Stay on it. If they be willing and obedient, they will eat the good of the land. Praise the Lord. And now the assignment, which is also the commandment with an authority given to thee and to us, is in Matthew 28. Matthew 28:18-20. The assignment, the commandment, along with the authority, is being given to you. Praise the Lord. Matthew 28, he said, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Next. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. It's a commandment. It's an assignment. It's a commandment with an authority. And lo,
He said, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
Amen. Even to the end of the age.
God's kingdom is the rule and the reign of God. The rule and what? The reign of God. That is God's kingdom. And God's ultimate will is the advancement of his kingdom. The showcasing of his power. And the manifestation of his reign. God's will for us is to display his splendor, is to advance his kingdom, is to show and display the power of God working in us, through us, and the manifestation of his reign. He said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. His kingdom will come, and let the will be done on earth, just as it is in heaven. Matthew 3, 2 and 3, he says, and I read, he says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew chapter 3, verse 2. And saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Next. For this is who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of the one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make his paths straight. Prepare, prepare, prepare. There's work for you and I to do. Prepare, prepare. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make the paths straight. Matthew 26 and 39. Matthew 26, 39. Jesus was praying. He said he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Not as I will, but as you will. So God's ultimate will is the advancement of his kingdom, his power, and the manifestation of his reign. He said, not my will, let your will be done. And Jesus took the pain and made himself a sacrifice to reconcile you and I to God. He said, not my will, Lord, let your will be done. And I pray for someone this morning that you will say, Lord, from this moment, not my will, Lord, let your will be done in my life. Until you come to that point where you will surrender all to Jesus and say, Lord, from this moment, I cannot do this on my own. Let your will be done. Then you will come to a complete sense of purpose as to why God created you and I. Praise the Lord. The question is, are you willing to obey? Are you willing to let down all? Are you willing to put a pause and say, from this moment, Lord, with you, I move forward. Without you, I am nothing. Are you willing? Jesus said, not as I will, but let it be your will, O Lord. Are you ready to respond to the voice of God? For some of us, it is not that you are not aware. It is that you are in so deep a place of disobedience that you think that all that the sum total of you, it is by your strength. It is because you are smart. No, it is because Jesus paid the price on the cross of Calvary for you and I. That is why we will enjoy the benefits and all the blessings that comes with the gift of salvation. And I pray that you will come into complete understanding of what is the length and breadth of that sacrifice that Jesus made on that fateful day on the cross of Calvary. Please note, every child of God is ordained a soul winner.
every child of God is ordained a soul winner. John chapter 15, verse 16. Every child of God. Don't say it is the job of only the pastors or it is the job of the evangelic team. No. Every child of God. John 15, 16. Are we there? It says, and I read, you have not chosen me, but I chose you and appointed you. Appointed there means in another translation, and ordained you. Amen? That you should go and bear fruit. And that your fruit should remain. That if you do this, he said that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. The reason why some of us are not getting what we want from God so far is because we are not going after fruits. And if we do, we do not check on them if it remains. And if we do, when we ask, we do not ask in the Father's name. You ask in your strength. Praise the Lord. Every man on the face of the earth that succeed in whatever they are doing, go and ask them. And when I mean succeeding, I'm not talking about the riches and, you know, these things that the world brings. I'm talking about people who are enjoying good success, by which I mean they are seeking first God's kingdom, they walk in his righteousness, and they enjoy the fruits that comes with it. I'm not talking about this kalo-kalo means of good success. Eh? That's not what we're talking about. Praise the Lord. Now, what you can take from John chapter 15, verse 16, number one, it says, I chose you. So you are chosen of God. And two, appointed, that is to say, ordained by God. And number three, you need to bear fruit. Amen? As much as you have physical children, I speak to parents now, you are allowed, by the reason of this scripture, to have spiritual children as well. Amen? So who are your spiritual sons and daughters? Amen? And a child should be like his father or his mom. Is that right? I pray a certain grace will come upon you now. The grace to be spiritual fathers and mothers in the name of Jesus. It comes with a sacrifice. That is why I'm praying for you. It comes with a sacrifice. The labor, the consistency in the prayers. If what daddy and mommy are doing, if they explain it to you, you will not understand. It comes with a certain level of grace. And I pray in the name of Jesus that from today you will enter a certain dimension of grace. A certain dimension of grace that you will hunger and thirst for souls in the mighty name of Jesus. That grace rests upon you now in Jesus' mighty name. God has chosen you and you should bring forth fruit. If you do this, whatever you ask in his name, it shall be granted unto you. Every child of God, I say, is ordained a soul winner. And we took our test from John chapter 15, verse 16. Another scripture to buttress that is 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, from 17 to 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Praise be to God. Every child of God is ordained a soul winner. God has chosen you and ordained you to go forth and bring forth fruit, and your fruit should abide. Your fruit should remain. And if you do this, whatsoever you ask the Father in his name, it shall be granted unto you. That is John 15, 16. 2 Corinthians 5. 17 to 20. Quick read. It said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Next. He said, now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Stay there. The ministry of reconciliation is being handed over to you. Go forward. I will explain in a moment. Don't worry. Next.
That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. God, through Christ, reconciled the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. God, through Christ, reconciled the world to himself. And us, through Christ, we have been committed this ministry of reconciliation. It is an assignment. Remember, I told you your focus is to see God first. And you are ordained for this purpose. You are created for this. Turn to your neighbor. I am created for this. Now to the left, I am created for this. To win souls. Put it together. I am created to win souls. And then to the right. Ask your neighbor, are you winning souls? Ask yourself, am I winning souls? Because it's been handed to you. It's been committed to you, this ministry of reconciliation. Can we go back there a bit quickly? Next. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. In case you are here, we ask of you, please be reconciled to God. Be reconciled to God. Then you will carry that grace, the ministry of reconciliation. And you will go forward and you will excel in the mighty name of Jesus. So quickly, what we can take from 2 Corinthians 5, 17 to 20, say, we are new beings in Christ. Christ gave to us the ministry of reconciliation. And number 3, he said, Christ committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Verse 20 says, you are now Christ's ambassadors. As an ambassador, what do? You represent the nation. You represent a nation. So you represent Christ. The question is, are you behaving like Christ? I tell you a very simple thing, and this is the challenge. You may agree with me that we are not in the land where we can take the microphones, hallelujah, the megaphones, and go to the street and begin to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen? Even though it seems impossible, but it is possible. And we are doing that. We may not have the megaphones, but I have you close by. You have your colleagues. You have people in your offices. You have friends within your circles that you can reach out to them with the love of Christ. You do not necessarily have to speak. All you need to do as Christ's ambassador is to behave yourself, is to walk in a certain character that is Christ-like, is to not engage in all manner of evil, worldly communication, evil communication, evil association, gatherings that you are not permitted to be there. As a child of God, there are places that you cannot go to. It is not because you don't want to go. It is because a responsibility has been laid upon you. Therefore, you cannot behave as the world behaves. There are places that I cannot go to. It is not because of anything. It is because of the responsibility that I am conscious of. There's a way I cannot talk. It is not because, but I can't because of the grace of God that is upon me. Necessity is laid upon me to preach the good news in action or in inaction, in deeds or in words. Even my bodily language. The way I move my hand should emphasize that I'm Christ's ambassador. The way I dress should emphasize that I'm Christ's ambassador. Where I go should emphasize and just distinguish me that I'm for Christ. It is easy, brothers and sisters. A great man of God once said, friendship is by choice, it is not by force. And so by the reason of the grace of God upon my life, you are now my brothers and my sisters. You are now my friends. But that does not mean that there's a limit to what you can ask me to do. There's a limit to what request you can ask of me. There's a limit of what kind of communication that you can speak with me of. Why? Because you know who I am in Christ Jesus. And I should return the same. Because I know who you are in Christ Jesus. This is the will of God for us. That each and every one of us, to understand him, and things will be better for each and all. In the name of Jesus. Similarly, God has commissioned each of us to share with others his message of love and peace. Are you bringing good tidings to your neighbors? Do you bring good news to your neighbors? Amen. There are some people when you meet them, this has happened, that has happened. My brothers and my sisters, I am aware of what is happening to the world. Any other news you bring, it will not move me. There are some nations in Africa, we have left them for God for several years. There's nothing we can do except the Lord builds a house. They that labor, they will continue to do so in vain. We have left them for God. And this is our Jerusalem. We pray that the peace of Jerusalem will continue in the mighty name of Jesus. That does not mean that I'm not praying for them, but there is no amount of analysis I will do that will solve their problem. Is anybody consulting me to analyze anything here and things are working here? You get my point now. We pray in the name of Jesus that Africa shall come under a certain level of leadership that will transform her to be the great nation that it should be, the great continent that it should be in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Consequently, we must open wide our hearts to allow God and his peace to flow through us to others. Don't shut your heart. Don't close the door. Love everyone. Live in peace with everyone. Express the love of Christ that is in you. Remember, he chose you. You did not choose yourself. And by his death, you have been reconciled to God. So you carry in your bodies the DNA of Christ. So you are capable of loving another person. Amen? You are capable of talking peacefully. Yes? You have the capacity to relate with one another without any squeamish. Is there any English like that? Praise the Lord. I have no idea where that one came from now. Praise be to God. You compel people by love. And I pray this is your story from now on in Jesus' mighty name. Proverbs 11:30. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will understand from today that if you walk for God, honor and glory resides in you and around you. If you walk for God, you become wise. Praise the Lord. You become what? Wise. Proverbs 11:30. Shall we read it together? One,
3.
Okay, thank you very much. I know it's not, they told us that we can remove the marks now, I think. Amen. But some of us are still not used to it. We speak like, you know, the marks are still there. I get it. It will take time. It's 2 years, brothers and sisters. Please put your hands together for yourself. It's 2 years. Amen. He said, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. If you jump from here and you go to John chapter 15, verse 16, he said, I chose you, you did not choose yourself. I ordain you so that what? You will bear fruit. And your fruit will remain. He said, the fruit of righteous is the tree of life. A tree of life. Next. He who wins soul is wise. Sorry, I paraphrased that. It's okay, just take us to Proverbs 11:30. I just want us to look at it briefly. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 11:30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. The reason why I want us to look at it is because I want you to be sure. He said, he who wins, then... Hello? Add the S. It's not scarce. Add it. So don't come and tell me that I did one in 1960. Bololo. Hello, sir. So it's enough. No. Souls. Wins. Hello. Don't say you did it in 1960. So it is okay. Hello, I was not there in 1960. Don't drag me there. It will be difficult for me to get the statistics. Do it now that me and you, we are here. I can see it. Wins souls. Hallelujah. Are you getting the point now? So the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. He who wins souls is wise. The Amplified Bible has this to say. It says the fruit of the consistently... The fruit of the consistently, does it make sense now? Consistency is there in working with Christ. So is patience. Consistency. So he said the fruit of the consistently righteous is a tree of life. He who is wise captures. Is it there? The fruit of the consistently righteous is a tree of life. And he who is wise captures and wins souls for God. He gathers them for eternity. Captures and wins, gathers for eternity. John 15:16. He says what? You will bear fruit and your fruit should remain. Gather for eternity. It should remain for eternity. It should remain. It should remain. Similarly, in Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Are we together? Are we together? Daniel 12:3. Pay attention now. Because this is the summary of the benefits if you win souls for Christ. You become wise. Amen? You bear fruit. Amen? He said, those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament. And those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Winning souls makes you wise and it makes you to shine and radiate for Christ. When they see you, they see Christ. You become like what? A city set upon a hill. You cannot be hid. Your light will so shine so that what? When men see it, they will be drawn to that light. And by which that light is Christ in you, radiating through you. So when they see Christ in you, it attracts them and they come to the knowledge of Christ. This is it. Nothing more. Are you a city set upon a hill? Is your light shining bright? Is your light shining? Is your light shining? The wise are those who live for God and do everything they can to take the gospel to others. And I'm sure you'll be wondering, this is a different kind of definition of wise. The wise are those who live for Christ and take the gospel of Christ to others. If you are not doing that, you are not wise. I'm sorry. According to these two scriptures, in Proverbs 11:30 and Daniel 12:3, we come to understand that being wise, those who are wise, is those who live for God and do everything they can to take the gospel to others. That is definition of wise. If you are not taking the gospel to others, you are not wise. By this definition, and I'm not the one speaking, Proverbs 11:30 explains it. And Daniel 12:3. Now, what shall we do? What shall we do? We understand from Scripture that the workers are few. The workers, they are few. The laborers, they are few. Few. The laborers are few. But the harvest is plenteous. Turn around. In your mind's eye, turn around. Can you see so many population, so many people in the valley of indecision? Turn around. In your mind's eye, can you see that there are so many people that need to know about Jesus? Matthew chapter 9, 35 to 38, we will read this. And then you will understand what you need to do. You say, praise the Lord. Matthew 9, 35. Quickly. Praise the Lord. You say, and they, no, Matthew chapter 9. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Preaching the gospel. Kingdom advancement is about preaching the gospel. And healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Next. But when he saw the multitude, somebody say saw. He said, when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them. See, winning souls comes with compassion. Hunger and thirst for souls. Praise the Lord. Because they fainted and were well scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Next, quickly. Praise the Lord. We're going all the way down. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Next, pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into the harvest field. Are you ready? You are ordained for this. Praise the Lord. You are what? Ordained for this. God's kingdom is the hope of all the world. The world is in a certain frenzy right now, in a certain condition. But God is the ultimate. God is the solution to the world. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. He said, the harvest is truly many, but the laborers are few. He said, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. Pray ye therefore that he will send laborers into the field. As Christ's ambassador, it's our duty to bring the good news. It's our duty to shine the light. It's our duty to Show love to the world. And it's easy. Start from your environment. There are people that you have not been seen before. There are people that you see and you're not seeing them again. There are people that only you know where they are right now and you know their condition. If you cannot tell them about the love of God, hello, hi, give me their number. Tell me. I've had people calling me and say, okay, my friend, my sister, my brother, this is the situation. Can we pray for her? Can we, you know, they point people to God. They may not have the, you know, feel that they cannot, but they will say, okay, talk to my pastor. Several occasions. Can you please talk to my pastor about this? And by the grace of God, solution will come. And solution will come. Because it's in God's name. We are just the media. We are just the medium to which God uses to reach out to people. But the good news is this. The Lord of the harvest is here. Jump to your feet. The Lord of the harvest is here. The Lord of the harvest is here. He said, pray ye, therefore, the Lord of the harvest, to do what? To send laborers into the field. The Lord of the harvest is here. The Lord of the harvest is here. But he says, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Are you ready to be sent? Are you ready to receive a certain dimension of grace via impartation over your life that you will be made bold to go out and proclaim the good news? Are you set? You have heard. All you need to do is to obey the voice of God. In all that we have been speaking by the help of God and by the grace of the Holy Spirit from the beginning of the year till now, obedience is a key word. If they be willing and obedient, if they be willing and obedient, they will eat the good of the land. Willingness is what it takes. If they be willing, do you want to be wise? Have you now understood that the kind of wiseness, that the wisdom that you have is of the world? What you need is the wisdom of God. And to be wise in God's eye is to win souls. Are you ready to receive a certain dimension of grace? I don't know about you, but I came prepared. I came ready to receive from God. I want to be another man in the realm of the Spirit. I want to be another man in the realm of the Spirit. But the reason of the impartation that will come upon you this morning, your lives will never become the same again in the spirit realm. In the name of Jesus. I desire to receive another rank in the realm of the spirit today. That when you see me, my light will so shine that it will glorify my Father which is in heaven. That all that I may become from this moment going forward, all that you will become from this moment going forward, by the reason of God's grace and power that will come upon you this morning, the enemy will not play with you again. The enemy will know not your location in the mighty name of Jesus. You know why? Because Jesus, by the special grace and power, will give you a new name in the realm of the spirit. A new identity in the realm of the spirit. A new address in the realm of the spirit. Some of you will be shifting grounds in the realm of the spirit that it will become manifest in the physical, in Jesus' mighty name. But if they be willing and obedient. If they be willing and obedient. And it starts by you first seeking God. The kingdom is righteousness. Some of you, I know that you have said, God, I seek you. The problem you have is the righteousness part. Are you ready to surrender to God now? Because God will not use a filthy person. He will use the one that is cleansed and ready to move with him in another level. Are you ready? I'm asking you this question. Are you ready to be sent? Bow your heads now. Bow your heads. Is there anyone here? You are confident that If Christ comes now, you will not make it. This is the time for you to receive the ministry of reconciliation. This is the time for you to reconcile yourself back to our dear Father, Lord. Please, if you are here and you have understood that you want to come to a level of wisdom that will turn your life around for the good and put you in a pedestal of greater destiny, if you are here, lift your hands before the Lord and we'll make a simple short prayer with you before we welcome our daddy for the next impartation. Praise the Lord. Are you ready? Are you ready? If you are here and you are certain that you desire to say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I have missed it. I am not where I'm supposed to be. And so, Lord, I reconcile myself to you now. Use me in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have chosen me. I have not chosen myself. I desire to bear fruit and my fruit must abide all to eternity. Lift your hands and I pray with you quickly. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, my sister. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my sister. Thank you, my sister. Thank you, my brother. Hallelujah. Please see me. Those of you who raise your hands, see me right after the service. I'll be standing behind there. But let me pray with you quickly. Father, in the name of Jesus, I commit your sons and your daughters into your hands. Lord, change their heart from this moment. They surrender to you and they connect to you. Even this moment, Lord, I hand them over to your hands, Holy Spirit. Transform them. Make them wise. And grant them the ministry of reconciliation. Grant them the ministry, reconcile them to yourself now. Snatch them from the pit of hell and give them an inheritance in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For those of you who raise up your hands, see me right after the service. Put your hands together as you remain standing as we welcome our daddy. Hallelujah.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory we shed from our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still. And with all who will trust and obey, trust and obey, for the spur of our way, to be happy in Jesus, for the trust and obey.
Trust and obey.
Trust and obey. For the goal of our way, to be happy in Jesus, let us trust and obey.
My lifetime,
I will keep up my lifetime.
Think it the way you mean it, brother.
My lifetime,
my lifetime.
I will keep up my lifetime.
When I give
God my lifetime,
oh,
He will take care of me. He will take care of me. Oh, He will never let me down. Oh, I will keep God. He will never, ever let me go. I will give up my lifetime. My lifetime. I will give up my lifetime.
Except your knees are paining you. I want us to be on our knees as we just sing it. Once again, I want us to be on our knees. We'll sing the same number, except for the musicians. If you can play without, okay. We're going to sing the same thing. It's a commitment to this morning. It's a commitment. If God my life,
my lifetime. I will give God my life.
I will give God
my life.
My life. My life. I will give God my life. He will never, never let me down.
Papa,
I will give God my lifetime.
Oh,
my lifetime.
I'm ready, Lord.
I will give God my lifetime.
I'm ready, Lord. I give it to you.
Ah. One purpose to know you.
I'm ready, Lord.
More and more.
Hey!
When I know how find me. Just one
purpose.
One purpose to know you more and more. I want to know you more and more.
Hey,
when I know you, I'll find me.
Hey,
all life outside you, Jesus. No one beside you. Just one I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me.
I need tattoo, Pradada.
I give myself away. Yeah. I give myself away so you can use me. I give my life away.
I give myself away
so you can use me. No. You, Jesus.
Hey.
We as a KCMF family, we want to know you more and more.
Oh.
Where we know you,
I'll find me.
Thank you, Lord. You can be upstanding now. You can be upstanding. Thank you for that. You can be upstanding as we walk. You can be upstanding now. You can be upstanding.
When I know you, I'll pray.
Ah, yalla, braga,
braga.
Hey!
When I know,
yes, Lord,
I'll find you. We want to know you more and more.
Ah.
We will know you. We will find you. I want to
know
you. I want to know,
in the book of Matthew chapter 10, right after that verse 38, where he says the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Say, pray. Then in chapter 10 from verse 1, the Bible says, and Jesus appointed the 12 and gave them authority. And gave them what? Authority. You can put it just a brief. Immediately after that, yes, when he has called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power. Can I hear say what power? Other scriptures say what? Authority. So what? Power. He gave them what? Power. After this anointing, you shall receive power.
Yeah.
I say you shall receive power.
Yeah.
I say you shall receive authority.
Yeah.
There will be an impartation in your life from today.
Yeah.
Your life will never remain the same.
Yeah.
I say your life will never remain the same.
Yeah.
From today, you shall be workers of wonders. I say you shall be workers of wonders.
Amen.
You will be carrying a special oil and grace of God.
Amen.
That things will begin to work for you.
Amen.
Hear what the Bible says concerning that. It said to clean, unclean spirit, to cast out demons, to heal the sick. If you see here, all kinds of what? Sickness and all kinds of what? Diseases. From today, no disease shall be is permitted to come unto you.
Amen.
Now listen to me. If you are to heal disease, so you are not to be sick. A healer cannot be sick. Oh, yeah. Thank you. A healer cannot be sick. So if you are a a healer, you can't be sick.
Amen.
So today you will be carrying healing virtues. Amen. You will be carrying what? Healing virtues. From this moment, the Bible says they began a career of healing virtues. In Matthew 16, from verse 13, the Bible says, while he was sending them, he gave them oil and said, anoint the sick. Am I communicating? Is anyone sick? James chapter 5 from verse 20. Is anyone sick? Let him call what? The elders. If you're an elder, you're not supposed to be sick. Oh my God. I know it for long. If you say you are a pastor, an elder, you are not supposed to be sick. Because people come to you for you to anoint them. So if you are sick, who do you anoint?
Understand me.
Who do you anoint? The Bible says elders of the church. Means he said elders should not be sick.
Yes, that's right.
From today you carry the grace.
Amen.
And the oil.
Hallelujah.
I said the oil.
Amen.
As the oil.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will not be sick.
Yes,
you will not be sick.
Amen.
Power.
Amen.
Authority.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Kingdom.
Amen.
Is following you.
Amen.
From this moment.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you go further, please go further. Because we are talking about advancing the kingdom. Advancing the kingdom. It's not preaching. We are going to carry anointing oil now quickly. Go to the same place. Just reading through, please. Just for you, if you go home, you have time. Hallelujah. Just keep it there. Just keep it there. Matthew, the same thing. Praise God. Just keep it there. Hallelujah. I think there's always some. Praise God. Are we there? Matthew 10. Oh my God. When I say keep it there, it means it's in scripture. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Go to verse 2, please, quickly. Verse 2, quickly. Now the names of the 12. Fine, go ahead. Today your name is among them.
Amen.
Am I communicating? Now go down, verse 3, quickly. Just quickly. We don't need the names. Verse 4, quickly. Amen. All the 12 disciples are there. All right, go ahead. Go ahead. Do you know even the person who betrayed him was anointed? The scripture, I love the Bible. The person who even betrayed him was anointed. So it doesn't mean he was not working. He was working until the devil allowed to enter him. Are you understand what I'm talking about? He was doing his work until he allowed the enemy to enter him. Am I communicating? I know you will not betray God.
Amen.
He said, do not go to the world of the Gentiles. Do not enter the city of the Samaritans. Quickly. Something I want to get out there quickly. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Nice way I'm looking for. Go where? To the lost. Go where? To the lost sheep of what? Of Israel. Now, and you as you go, preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Brother, this anointing will make you to be a great preacher.
Amen.
The lost souls. Your job is to win what? Souls. That word is what I was looking for. Lost souls. The anointing is specific to you to bring people to the kingdom.
Amen.
Am I communicating?
Yes,
strength is received today.
Amen.
Maybe you have no strength today, but that strength is received in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You have not arrived until you win a soul.
Amen.
You have not made it until you win a soul.
Amen.
And the scripture says, win souls, not just a soul. Souls! Gentlemen, you are here to win souls. In all your gettings, win souls. In all your prosperity, help me. In all your prosperity,
win souls.
Remember, I preach about prosperity. But I need to tell you that beside that, you need to advance the kingdom. So this church, we have to make it complete for you. It's not just preaching prosperity. But in order for you to understand, there's something you need to do. That's why I brought kingdom advancement. So they will not quickly forget that aspect. You must win souls. So we are going to anoint you right now. This anointing is working now.
Amen.
I already see it working.
Amen.
I see it working.
Amen.
And in case you do not know, I did not arrange it. It was on Friday while the choir was ministering. The Holy Spirit said, do the anointing, do the impartation for your people. And I just obeyed. Praise God. And you have heard the word. What a powerful word this morning. Let's appreciate our pastor once again. Amen. What a challenge. So by this message, after this anointing, this hall will not contain us. Because you are bringing somebody. You are bringing a soul. Even the backslider shall be restored. The what? The backslider will be restored. There are many more out there that I know in this ministry more than those who inside here. I'm telling you. Who have not been to church for some time, bring them in. Is somebody hearing me? The Bible says snatching them. Snatching them. So it's your job to snatch them. Jude, the book of Jude. Says snatching them with a hook. If it's possible to carry a hook. I'll make you fishers. Hook them out. Grace is released. I say grace is released. Am I communicating? Raise up your hands as we pray right now. Whatever you teach you want God to do concerning this anointing, please do it now. Do it now. Whatever it is, after I have preached, I've spoken unto you, but whatever is your need right now, before the anointing oil, before you anoint your head, something got to happen. Something happened. Choir, thank you. Back me up. Father, we just want to thank you. I need your choir back up. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
As your people come to anoint themselves, I have obeyed your word. And because I've obeyed your word, whatever testimonies that need to follow, let it follow. Let it come to pass via this anointing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The souls that you need to commission for greater works, by this anointing, they shall be commissioned.
Amen.
Those who have not discovered their ministry, by this anointing, they shall discover their assignment.
Amen.
I said they shall discover their assignment.
Amen.
As many that have no burden for soul, after this anointing, the burden for soul shall fall upon them. I said, the burden for soul shall rest on them. The burden for soul shall rest upon them. Paul said, if I preach not the gospel, he said, look, there is a necessity upon me. He said, woe unto me if I not preach. After this message, none will be a curse. They will go for the gospel. They will declare your counsel. The sick will be made whole. I command wonders. I command signs. Breakthrough now. By the reason of this impartation,
amen.
Whatever is not working in your family today shall work.
Amen.
Come on. I say it shall work.
Amen.
By this anointing, you shall be fruitful.
Amen.
I say you shall be fruitful.
Amen.
Your wife shall be fruitful.
Amen.
Your husband shall be fruitful.
Amen.
Your children shall be fruitful.
Amen.
The church will be fruitful.
Amen.
As a leader, you'll be fruitful.
Amen.
Receive that grace today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever did not work, it shall be bright and beautiful for you.
Amen.
I declare so in the name of the Father,
amen,
and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I tell that everybody will say,
amen.
All right, choir, back me up. Please, it's very easy. You come around, come and anoint yourself. Line by line, please. Line by line, so that I don't make it. Ushers, command them, please.
Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me.
Oh.
Anointing fall on me. Just preach your name upon me. Just preach your name upon me. Yahweh is your name. Breathe your name.
Just breathe your name upon me.
Breathe your name.
Just breathe your name upon me.
Breathe your name.
Just breathe your name upon me.
Breathe.
We say, Yahweh is your name. Breathe, Lord.
Breathe your name.
Just breathe your name upon me. Breathe.
Just breathe your name upon me.
Just breathe your name upon me. Just breathe your name upon me. Breathe. Yahweh is your name. Breathe, Lord. Just breathe your name upon me. Breathe.
Oh, let your power flow.
In this
there. Manifest your power, manifest your power, manifest your power, your power.